Wow, thanks for calling. I appreciate it very much.
Missing your call by like 1 second, looking down and being like, dang it, I don't know why my phone's not ringing.
That's okay. I understand perfectly. We've all been there. I appreciate it. Thanks for answering, man. What you up to?
Well, I'm in the airport right now, so I hope it's not too loud.
No, it sounds fine. You actually sound really good. Airports are good for interviews. It's a good thing, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So where are you headed? Which airport are you in, and where are you headed?
Well, I'm in Dallas, Texas, and I'm headed to Lubbock, Texas.
Well, let me ask you something, Chad. Is your concert, now, of course, you're going to be in our area coming up on July 12th. And is that concert that you're doing, like, you got a concert there tonight. Is it going to be the same?
Well, tonight will be an hour-long kind of youth concert. And tomorrow, I'm on July 12th, it'll probably be like a full show with Unspoken, and we might have an opening, someone open for us. Again, I don't know if that's actually going to happen or not, but and then we'd probably do another 20 minutes more. We'll kind of cater youth things to youth things, and then our normal concerts will be kind of just general to all ages kind of thing. I mean, they're normally pretty similar, but
I tell you,
same time, you know.
Chad, are you surprised that you're all over the radio? I mean, your music is all over the radio. It's incredible.
You know, we're humbled. I don't know about surprised. I mean, you know, Ephesians 3:20 says, to God who's able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine by his power that work within us, so that it's his power that's doing the unimaginable as he works in us. But, you know, we're humbled and excited that God has chosen to put our songs on the airwaves, and we're just, you know, blessed to be a part of what Christian radio gets to do, because it's pretty incredible the reach and the ministry that they have. In fact, the other night we were at an event that the Gospel Music Awards puts on, a conference that they put on, and we came in to sing a song with the producer that was there, and a guy who produced our record was there as a guest, and he asked us to come in and sing. And so we sang, and they were giving some statistic that 68% of Americans last month listened to Christian radio, period.
Wow.
68% of Americans last month listened to Christian radio. So the reach of Christian radio is pretty incredible, and we're just, you know, incredibly humbled to be a part of it. So
I think you have a very cool sound. I think you're separate, you know, and a lot of that's probably because of the makeup of the band and the type of music you have. I think it's, you know, it's different, so it doesn't sound like everybody else. I don't want to get in trouble, you know, but I think you have, it's different, and you have the right heart, of course, and obviously, I mean, you know, it's just one of those things, the way it's coming together. I really think it's pretty neat, and it would be a good thing to pray for. You hate to ask God to keep you humble because of what might happen to you, but
absolutely.
You know,
in fact, I was just thinking about that this week. I was thinking, you know, there's lots of different types of humility, you know, and lots of different types of ways that I think in different seasons in our lives we need different kinds of humility. But certainly it seems like great songs and come out of tough seasons of life. And so after our record came out, you know, a year and some change ago, we told the Lord, all right, back off. We don't need any more good songs. Let us just live in peace for a little bit. You know, we were just kind of kidding with God. And so, you know, we're starting to write for our new record, and, you know, probably starting to record in November at the end of the year. And even though we'll put out one more single come September that we're super excited about. And, you know, I mean, songs are interesting. We appreciate the fact that, you know, I think you're right. The the fact that two of us are from Latin America and two of us are from Maine, you know, kind of is interesting in and of itself. But just as individuals and being part of a band, it's kind of like being part of a church.
Right.
It's the body of Christ. All of us bring something to the table. When one of us wants to give up and throw in the towel, the other one comes along and reminds the other that, you know, what we're doing matters. And, you know, it's the same way in creating things, and everyone brings their different flavor and different thing to the table. And so I really find it so wonderful to be a part of a group. You know, and I've got a lot of friends who are solo acts, and man, you know, they're doing something great, but I don't envy them at all, because I'm just so lucky to be a part of a group of guys that has the same heart and the same vision to go out and do what we're doing, and then to, you know, pull from all of the skill sets and all of the spiritual gifts and things that they have, it's, you know, that we all have together. It's wonderful. So, but we got this new record coming up, and so we're just praying, Lord, you know, it'd be nice to write a bunch of great songs without a bunch of hard times, but, you know, whatever you got to do.
Well, Chad, thanks for talking about yourself. I appreciate that. How did you, because people must want to know, you know, since you mentioned it, Maine and Puerto Rican background, how did you and Chad, Mike and John and Ariel get together in the first place?
Well, I grew up in John's dad's church, actually. My parents are wonderful people and just appreciate the fact that they prayed for me and taught me about the Lord. And, you know, the Bible says in Philippians 1:6 that God starts a work and he finishes a work. And just for an encouragement to all the parents and people out there to just not give up on your lost loved ones, to keep praying for them and to keep loving the heck out of them. You know, because God is doing his work, even though it takes some time sometimes. But growing up in John's dad's church and growing up in the church, you know, John and I never really hung out a day in our lives. We were pretty much complete strangers, other than going to the same youth events and things like that. I didn't go to youth group because I was highly involved in sports, and John was a pastor's kid, so he was highly involved in the church stuff and all of that. In my early 20s, I got into using drugs and alcohol pretty heavy, and my life was a wreck. And I just so happened, my brother brought me home a card from a missionary that preached at our church, my older brother. And he said he thought I should, you know, do something with my life, and gave me this card for this missionary. And to make a really long story short, even though my wife says that's impossible with me, I called this missionary and said, hey, listen, I'd love to come and hang out with you and just kind of do whatever I could to serve you guys down in the Dominican Republic. You know, could I come and hang out? And this is right in the middle and thick of my drug addiction and all that. And he said, yeah, sure. And so I literally left Maine and flew out of Boston, Massachusetts, February 4th, 2003, a basket case. Coming from that good home, coming from that background, I mean, I totally believed in God. I totally, wanted to follow the Lord, and I kind of just took off and with my Bible and left everything behind and said, Lord, help. I started to read my Bible and pray every day, and I encountered God for the first time, and go figure, it's the first time in my life I hung out with Jesus every day, read the Bible and prayed. And so it totally changed my life, and it totally gave me a new perspective that church is a benefit, and it's good, and all of these things are great, but the most important thing I can do is hang out with God, and as I hang out with God, all the other areas, overflow into the other areas of my life, church and service and tithing and all of these things, whereas I was kind of just going to church. That was it, you know, and then expecting my life to be full and big and, you know, for the Lord. So it kind of changed my life around, but not only did I meet Jesus, but I met Mike, who's from the Dominican Republic, and a couple of months later I brought him back to Maine as a real-life souvenir, and so that was a lot of fun, and we just started traveling around, just Mike and I at this point. John was in college, and again, I didn't know John very well, and we started traveling around and playing music and sharing the gospel with people, not because of what we thought it might turn into, but because we were grateful for what God had done in our lives, and we had tools, you know, we had music that was a universal language, and we just started playing music to strike conversations with people, and one thing turned to another. John graduated college, and his dad told him, hey, remember Chad, the, you know, kind of the troublemaker guy? Yeah, well, he's doing great now, and he's got a group, and blah, 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 and so John graduated college with a bachelor's degree in music, and we offered him $30 a week to come and play music with us.
Wow.
It was a deal he couldn't pass up. And then Ariel, you know, we met Ariel on the road, and he eventually became our drummer. And so we've been the same four guys for 10 years now.
Woo, man. That's something. You got to be together. How did the name Unspoken, where did that come from? Because everybody wants to know about that.
Well, the original thought was, you know, coming out of the drug culture and all of that, the original thought was, you know, a lot of things about God go unspoken, and we wanted to speak those things. And then our nerdy pastor's son, he reminded us of a quote from this guy named St. Francis of Assisi, who said, preach the gospel at all times, and when necessary, use words. And so it's kind of got a double meaning. We want to speak what goes unspoken, but we also, more importantly, want to live our lives in a way that is a spoken message of the gospel without using words, you know, to live a life unspoken, you know. So anyway, double kind of meaning there, but we've stuck with it.
Chad, I got to ask you something. Do you mind, is there anything that ever happened to you that was embarrassing but that was kind of funny that you kind of look back on and laugh at now?
Oh, I mean, there's many, many things. Most I don't know how many of them are appropriate or not, but
well, I mean,
I don't have a great filter for those things.
Oh, good.
Let's see. shoot. I know the guys always make fun of me about stuff.
Really? Wow. That's nice.
I mean, on stage, no, I'm saying on stage, like, there's a couple things that, like, we've, I mean, of course, there's, you know, times where you're in a, you know, intimate worship moment, leading worship over the years, and you, you know, start singing the wrong words of the wrong song in the wrong place, or you do it in the wrong key, or you start in the wrong, you know, it's like, and then you just have to be like, I'm sorry, I have to stop this song and start over because it's so off and so bad, which is horribly kind of embarrassing. Geez, I'm trying to think. That's one of those questions I'm not great off the cuff because there's many things. I just can't think of anything right this minute.
never fell off the stage or.
I've never fallen off the stage, but I've definitely fallen down before. That's the one story I was thinking of, but I can't recall it. I can't recall it.
That's all right.
Maybe I can. Maybe I just don't want to say. It's all blurry right now.
Well, Chad, before I let you go, how can we pray for you guys?
You know, I think you can pray for us to, you know, again, to be humble and to show us what kind of humility do we need now. Sometimes we think we're fine because we think, well, you know what? I know I wouldn't be here if it wasn't the Lord. I know my gifts don't come from me and apart from God, like John 15:5 says that I can't do anything. I get all of that. And sometimes we think, because I get that, I think I'm fine. I think I'm humble. I think we're okay. But then you realize there's just so many different areas of humility. And I think, you know, for God to reveal what kind of humility we need in this moment, you know, and for us to be able to recognize it and to surrender, you know. I think, you know, there's humility with our wives and our kids and our peers and the people that we're around. But, you know, just a closeness with the Lord, I think ultimately in all these things and what we do and the songs that we write and all of this comes out of being close with God, yet sometimes, you know, it can feel like we're kind of God's employees out working on the road and doing X, Y, and Z, and more his employees than his sons, you know, not because of anything he's done, but just because we don't stop to take the time to just be with him. So, I mean, I think, you know, we're going through the same things anybody is going throughout out in life. You know, we're all human. We're all so closely knit together. It's really ridiculous. I mean, we're all going through and struggling with the same kinds of things, just in slightly different ways.
I agree.
You know, again, praying for our families, praying that, you know, can God give some peace. You're constantly in that, I'm gone. Am I doing the right thing? Is this the right thing as a parent and as a husband, you know, to be gone all the time? And you just constantly kind of, you know, questioning that, just because it's hard to leave your kids and leave your wife, and it's a lot on the shoulders of your wife to kind of try to be mom and dad, and you know, we get married to our wives because we want to be with them, and then we have to leave all the time, and you know, just it's that kind of stuff. A lot of times for entrepreneurs and ministry people and stuff, it's really hard for us to shut our brains down when we are home. I mean, for me, that's a tough one. You know, I come home and I'm home for a couple of days, but yeah, I've got 3 concerts coming up the next weekend, and there's details to be worked out and blah, blah, blah. And so when I'm home, I'm staring off into space thinking and trying to figure out those things. And I'm just seeing a lot of these things now more than ever, and wanting to have the Lord help me with them so I can make the time that I have with the Lord and the time I have with my family and the time I have out with people and on the road and, you know, the most meaningful and impactful that it can be.
Gotcha.
And so, you know, I know that's probably a little more information than needed, but, you know, I guess the prayer is, Lord, help.
Help, absolutely. That's a good prayer right there, I'll tell you. And people at the airport sitting there looking at you, like wondering, who are these famous people? Who are that? Who is that guy? What movie was he in?
No, because, you know, even in the most famous, like Toby and all those guys, you know, they barely get bothered in the airport, you know.
Really?
Christian fame is so much smaller than, like, so minuscule compared to regular. But, yeah, we do get stopped in places from time to time. And take pictures of people, but it's more embarrassing than anything.
You have to sit together with your jackets on and in the same order that you do in the album photo, and always look that way.
Yeah, in the exact same clothes and everything.
Right. People recognize you. I mean, great, Chad. I'm glad we got together finally and got to talk. I appreciate you very, very much, and we'll be praying for you guys. Absolutely. Look forward to seeing you, man.
I appreciate you. Thank you. And, hey, where we're going on the July 12th is one of our favorite people in the whole world. Eric Walton is having a concert at his church, and for his new building that's opening up. And he's one of the greatest guys in the entire world. I love him with all my heart, and I love his church people. Come out, support the show. It's going to be a great concert, and they're a great group of people. And I was actually born in Clifton Park and spent the first 6 years of my life. So I'm about one-eighth New Yorker. And come hang out with us, and we'd love it.
You're awesome, Chad. Thank you. I appreciate that very, very much. All right. Well, your plane will be here in a couple hours.
You got it. We'll see you.
All right. Thanks, Chad. God bless you, man. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yep.